This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Oh, good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, this big conference you're down there, they're discussing a lot of things.
Look, there's certainly a large amount of delegates. They say with our annual LGAQ conference that the most popular ones are Cairns and the Gold Coast.
Right, okay.
So I wonder why.
Oh, I wonder also, why.
It's also the conference before the next election. So obviously there's a lot of people who want to catch up with colleagues and friends and possibly saying goodbye or maybe saying till next time. So obviously, no, there's a lot of things on the conference agenda. It really officially starts today, although we had some sort of welcome functions late yesterday and a few really good workshops during the afternoon. But yesterday morning I was at an FNQ ROC, our local regional local government session, which we have every 2 months.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, before we go on to other things, I want to ask about this bed tax that the Cairns Mayor, Bob Manning, is really, really pushing. I kind of figure in a time when we're trying to attract tourists and some people are being able to go overseas to Bali and locations like that cheaper than holidaying here in the Douglas Shire, mainly because of the high cost of airline tickets. That's one of the major things. What do you think about putting on a bed tax on an already industry that, you know, we're suffering at the moment?
Look, certainly when I've been asked before about this, Paul, I've said that we wouldn't be introducing anything further in Douglas without significant consultation with the tourism, the business and the community sector. Many years ago, we did have what we called a tourism levy, or it was really officially called a special area promotion charge. And that worked well for the time and gave us money, which we also topped up from general revenue to fund our tourism association. And what we did when we de-amalgamated, luckily throughout my time with Cairns Regional Council, whilst we didn't have that particular structure, was able to maintain exactly the same amount from general revenue to go to the tourism association. When we de-amalgamated, we made sure again that that similar amount, we've had increases every year as well. So we already fund our tourism association, which is really important for us, given the extreme importance to tourism, to our local economy. However, I wouldn't be introducing or proposing to introduce anything until we know exactly what the details are, the impact on our income and revenue and expenditure, but also significantly what it really means. So we would want to have value for anything that we would introduce. So at the moment, I'm not looking at introducing anything.
Good. I'm glad.
Further.
I'm very glad to hear that.
Yeah,
I'm very glad to hear that, Julia. I really am. Now, first thing I want to talk about is the Flagstaff Hill walking track. Now, I have sent you a couple of photographs of a particular steep incline on that that I find very difficult to negotiate. It's very loose underfoot, very easy to come a cropper. And there's an incline if you're coming from the city end, from Rexmeal end. If you're coming the other way, it is, an incline. So it is very loose underfoot. And, you know, I was suggesting to you that maybe you could look at handrails. What do you think? Now, I know you have council people that look at this on a regular basis, and that is great. But that is really, really tricky, that particular section. The rest of it I don't have a problem with because, you know, it's not a smooth track. It's a rough track in parts, but there doesn't seem to be much of a problem there. It's just this one section, Julia. What's your thoughts?
Look, what I'm going to do is send those pics that you sent me to our managers and also have a look myself. I think I know exactly where you were referring to. Certainly, our officers regularly check the track on a very regular basis. We check for loose rocks, dirt, etc. We are looking at additional signage. I know that was something that you've asked me about, and I'll probably be able to report further in the next couple of weeks about that one. But certainly, look, we want to look at everything, and, you know, then if we think that we really need to do something like that, then we'll just cost it out and obviously do it.
Terrific.
I can't give any certainty at the moment because I really want our officers who are maintaining that track to have a good look at it.
Excellent. No, you can. Yeah, well, you can do no more than that. As I mentioned to you too, there's with that signage, there's often people. I've seen people go off onto Island Point Road thinking that's the way they go, and also sometimes it's easy to miss if you're heading towards the 4 Mile Beach. It's easy to miss that staircase, the metal staircase that takes you down, and you end up in Murphy Street. So, look, I take all of that on board, and I thank you for doing that. Now, Julie, onto this other one, the bad weather conditions. Conditions experienced in December and January have had a negative effect on the Douglas Shire Council's financial statements for the year ended 30th of June.
Look, yes, as you know, we had a significant damage bill in excess of $17 million. And I think we've already talked about on a number of occasions that this whole recovery effort doubled our workload and certainly put a lot of pressure on our civil crews. And we also had two unbudgeted additional dredges of the Daintree River. So all that together did mean that it did put pressure on our budget. And so the operating deficit for the 2018-19 year was higher than originally budgeted for. But I have to say that it's a real credit to our council staff because of our prudent financial management. This impact of extreme weather and the emergent works that we, of course, had to do was mitigated very well. I'm also really happy to report that we are still on track with our projected first budget surplus for the 2019-20 financial year.
Good. Now, this is a really positive one. And as soon as this came through, I was excited about it, and you will be too. Leading global travel website, thetravel.com, recently named Port Douglas among its top 10 safest cities, and the Daintree and Great Barrier Reef among the leading prettiest destinations in Australia. So I think that is fantastic. And there's one thing you do, Julia, feel up here when you're in Port Douglas, is you feel safe.
Look, you're absolutely right, and I'm really not surprised. It's actually something that has been a strong talking point from myself for many, many years. I mean, not only do we have such spectacular tourism experiences, beautiful areas throughout the entire Douglas Shire, World Heritage areas, of course, Daintree Rainforest, Great Barrier Reef, but we are a very safe destination. And I know when I'm choosing to go to various places for any travel, safety is a big thing, and increasingly these days. So we know that we can walk around Port Douglas and walk around anywhere and feel very, very safe. We're also extremely friendly, and that's something that the feedback that I get from visitors constantly. And I think that's why we have such a repeat visitation statistic. People come back because they like it, they enjoy it, and they feel safe.
They do. And I think, too, that we should also acknowledge the fact that people like Damien Meadows and his team over this side, Port Douglas side, and Matt Smith and his team over in Mossman, Julia, do a great job in policing and keeping us safe if there are some idiots that come up from you know where.
You're absolutely right. I think our sort of policing, our community policing, the fact that we've got such experienced officers who are well entrenched in our community augurs very well for all that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Talking with our Mayor, Julia Loy, who's down at the government conference, local government conference in Cairns at the moment. A Douglas Shire residents, Julia, and community groups are encouraged to nominate a citizen deserving of recognition for the 2020 Australia Day Awards.
Look, yes, it seems to have come around fairly quickly. It really only feels a couple of months ago that we were doing all this, but no, we really want to encourage people to think about people they know, and it's often the unsung heroes. We have so many people who give up their time on a volunteer basis to do so many different things in the community, And I know that there's lots of people out there who are deserving of these awards. We've got till the 22nd of November to nominate. It's a really simple form. Look, it's a great day, and I know you've been there on our Australia Day celebrations when we have our Australia Day awards and also our citizenship ceremonies.
No, it's terrific. And finally, Julia, residents and businesses in the Douglas Shire are being encouraged to help local families in need for the 2019 Mayor's Christmas Appeal. Now, Julia, outwardly we seem very affluent, but the reality is that we do have battlers who need help.
We do, Paul. Actually, there's a lot of people who are doing it tough. We've got a very diverse shire, and I would really encourage people to give up just a few bucks. If everyone gave something, we'll certainly reach our target, which is $2,000. So what we've just done in recent days is just launch the appeal just to let everyone know that it's on again. And I'm really proud of this appeal. When I was an officer in council many years ago, I started this appeal, and I'm very pleased that it's still going. We work really closely with all our community services organisations, and I really want to commend them. And there's a lot of details on our website and Facebook about how people can apply for a Mayor's Christmas Appeal hamper. And so that they can do that from Monday the 21st of October. So you can apply for a hamper, or you may have... You may be someone who wants to nominate someone else for a hamper. You can go to the Mossman Support Services, the Port Douglas Neighbourhood Centre, Goobity Home Care Services, and also Douglas Shire Council, and Goobity Bumunga as well.
Terrific.
So lots of places, and really they're all reflective of these really fantastic staff and volunteers who work for all our community service organisations across the Shire.
Good stuff, Julia. Okay, take care and enjoy the rest of the government conference. And next Monday we'll talk to you, and hopefully some things that have come out of the conference we can have a little chin wag about.
Yeah, no, happy to talk about that. Okay, you have a great week.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's our Mayor, Julia Loy, normally on a Monday at 8 o'clock, but today on a Tuesday.